WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. As the temperature drops, local shelters are stepping up to provide a warm place to stay for the unhoused. The WMC shelter opened on May 1st this year. It's a joint effort between Wausau and Marathon County to address area homelessness. City Police Chief Matt Barnes told the Wausau Pilot and Review the shelter will remain open until the end of March next year, a three-month extension of the shelter's operation. In a presentation to the Public Health and Safety Committee on Monday, Community Outreach Specialist Tracy Durante said there are more warm places for people to go this year.
This report will reflect a lower number in our shelter because Catholic Charities Good Shepherd Shelter did open their doors on November 1st.
She said they've had over 300 unduplicated individuals visit the WMC shelter since it opened, with over 100 in November alone.
About 31% of those individuals are females. So we're working really hard to kind of embrace those that are older that are utilizing shelter. And my outreach update kind of reflects that, where we were able to get two of our elderly females housed this month.
Bridge Street Mission is working on opening a renovated shelter at their new location on North First Avenue. They expanded their hours over the weekend as temperatures dropped.
All of the partners coming together to embrace this population during the cold season here is really, it's impressive.
The city of Wausau has a city action plan called Community on Call, which ensures any unhoused people seeking shelter can do so. Thanks to extended hours at shelters around the city, Durante says the city may not need to activate the plan.
Based on the numbers, even from this last weekend, I don't feel like we will have any problem being able to accommodate individuals as they show up.
The USDA has announced a $12 billion bailout package for farmers as some struggle to stay afloat with expanded tariffs. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Farmers need their details locked down by the end of this week, but dairy farmers are not eligible. The federal government did something similar during Donald Trump's first presidency during the heightened trade war. Ben Lilliston of the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy says a quick infusion of aid can ease some pressure, but it doesn't get to the bottom of how expensive it is to farm these days.
It doesn't address the underlying problems, and really the big one is increased costs. And many of those costs are associated with these tariffs.
We're still waiting to hear a lot of details about this relief package. Payment rates for this new aid are not public yet. Farmers who grow certain crops will be eligible: corn, wheat, soybeans, cotton, rice, sugar, and some other fruits and vegetables. But Lilliston says it's frustrating beef and dairy producers aren't included. They're facing higher costs just like everybody else. The Trump administration insists these payments will help address farmers' rising expenses. But Lilliston says if 2026 is filled with more market headaches, and if a new farm bill isn't negotiated and passed, more emergency payments may be needed next fall. And that's a situation farmers do not want to be in.
They are price takers in the marketplace, meaning they don't get to set their prices. And they have certain costs that they have to cover. They don't have much power. And they would much rather have that system work better for them rather than having to get money from Washington.
Farmers should have their acreage reporting accurate by 4 p.m. this Friday at the very latest if they qualify. The relief payments are expected to be released by March 1st.
The Wausau Grand Theater has been recognized as a top 200 theater worldwide. In the rankings organized by Pollstar, the year-end edition ranked the Grand 111th in the world for tickets sold, their second highest ever position on the list. The Grand has appeared in Pollstar's top 150 rankings since 2017. The Grand also ranked second in terms of market size and third for theaters under 1,300 seats, and ranked 17th in the world this year for all venues 98 years or older. According to an announcement, the theater sold over 70,000 tickets and generated over $3 million in revenue this year, and doubled the number of patrons it serves a year compared to 2016. A new law requires Wisconsin schools to notify parents of sexual misconduct. Democratic Governor Tony Evers signed the Republican-authored legislation into law earlier this month. It requires schools to notify a student's parent or guardian promptly if their child is the alleged victim of a sexual offense by a school employee or volunteer. The new requirements set a timeline for schools to notify parents, something the state didn't previously require. Schools will now have to provide a notice by 5 p.m. the same day if a report is received during school hours, or by noon the next calendar day if it's received after school hours. School-based property tax levies are expected to increase by 7.8%, the highest percent increase since 1992. That's according to a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which crunched numbers from the State Department of Revenue. Last year, school-based property taxes bumped up 5.7%. It was the largest annual increase since 2009. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
Wisconsin in the Final Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college volleyball. It's the Wisconsin Badgers tonight against number one ranked Kentucky. Coverage on ESPN. The Badgers head coach, Kelly Sheffield.
My dad passed away a few months ago. He would have loved watching this team. The Final Four is just so special. It is so incredible. And when you've been there, it's almost a... Every fiber of your being, you want as many of your players that are committed, that decide to come here, that you want them to experience that.
NBA, the Bucks host the Toronto Raptors tonight at Fiserv Forum. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson back at practice after spending time in a Denver hospital with that shoulder injury.
I think it's how I hit the ground. Just like I think my elbow had hit first, so it kind of just jams your shoulder up into your shoulder. I'm not sure, but yeah, just how I landed was a little awkward.
That's Christian Watson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A very wintry day ahead. Little rain this morning with some freezing rain changing to snow. Amounts will be less than an inch, but strong wind gusts from 35 to 40 will create some blowing snow here through the day and into the night. Falling temperatures too, from the 30s this morning into the mid-teens by late this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.